Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply. As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance. Proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners, AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Livestock futures continue to rally. We were $1.85 higher in August feeders at 160.57. They went as high as 150.72. Now, they were higher than this in the first part of May. They went as high as about 163 on the August feeder cattle. But 163.50 actually was the high back on May 4th. So a little bit off those highs, but we are certainly retesting them. And we've rallied nearly $15 off the low from just, five trading days ago. So a really strong live cattle and feeder cattle rally, both. Live cattle, first notice day for June live cattle. They're 132.52, up $1.70. Tomorrow we'll see if there's any deliveries, but the board is underneath where the cash was trading. We had some 137 cash trade last week, and the June futures are 132.50, so some ideas that that's too low, and there's no real incentive to make deliveries against the June futures until that market rallies, but we'll see if there are any deliveries tomorrow morning. But again, the cattle market started off the day and finished the day relatively strong. Boxed beef has remained steady here, and then the feedlot current closeouts are about $285 a head profit, but projected break-evens at this point are actually a negative $51 of cattle going into the feedlot.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures, relatively quiet here. The one weakest contract was the Kansas City wheat, which closed 3 to 4 cents lower. There's harvest going on in the majority of western Oklahoma and now into Kansas. In southwest Oklahoma, we've wrapped it up. A little bit disappointing, but not just horrible. The acres, of course, were quite a bit lower of cut acres, so there's a lot less harvesting than normal. But what was cut was okay. Corn was a half to a penny higher, and then beans were about steady to 1 cent higher as well. There was an announcement this morning of 120,000 metric tons of beans sold to an unknown destination. That helped things out a touch. We've also got several reports this week. We've got this morning we had an export sales report. It looks like it was neutral for wheat, on the bullish end for corn, but not just really high. It may be a little bearish beans, but everything was pretty normal. Now, if you look at the overall comparison from this year's exports to where we were, last year, for instance, we're way ahead of where we were. For instance, corn, we've already exported 44.3 million metric tons, where last year at this time we were only at 29. So a good deal a bit of where we were last year. Beans are about 7 to 8 million metric tons larger. Wheat's a little bit lower, but the crop year for wheat just started, so it's really hard to tell on our exports. But overall, for corn and beans, exports have been really good. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.